morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. If you are looking around your yard and noticing a lot of brown, you may be interested in planning this spring to install some trees and shrubs to add winter color. Our predominant colors of the home landscape right now are white and various shades of gray and brown. An excellent way to brighten the winter landscape is to plant trees and shrubs that possess colorful fruit or bark that may persist through the winter. If you're looking for a colorful winter fruit, you may want to consider crab apples. They're usually planted for their flowers, but many cultivars also possess colorful, persistent fruit. Hawthorns are another group of small flowering trees that possess attractive fruit. They produce white flowers in the spring, and in the fall, their small fruit turn red and persist into winter. Additional trees and shrubs that possess attractive fruit in late fall and winter include Iowa natives such as staghorn sumac, American cranberry bush viburnum, and eastern wahoo, as well as North American natives like red chokeberry and winterberry. Other plants with ornamental fruit in winter include cranberry cotton-easter and meserve hybrid hollies. Snowberries and coral berries are also native to parts of Iowa and have white, pink, or purplish-red fruit that lasts through much of the winter. Black chokeberry and northern bayberry have fruit in the purple or bluish-green families, and those may also last well into the winter and provide some additional color. As we mentioned, many of these will last well into the winter, but usually will not persist through the entire winter, as hungry birds and squirrels will slowly devour the fruit throughout the winter. Much of the remaining fruit will eventually turn reddish, brown, or black due to cold. However, the fruit display in late fall and early winter can be well worth planting these different varieties in the landscape. If you are looking for colorful bark, you may want to look into the bright red twigs of the red osier dogwood set against a black drop of newly fallen snow. The red really pops in the winter. They grow 6 to 10 feet tall, and there are several colorful cultivars available that you may want to look into. There are also several cultivars of willow that possess colorful bark, ranging from reddish orange to yellow orange to bright red. Keep in mind, these should be pruned on a frequent basis to promote new growth, as young shoots possess the brightest colors. You would want to cut plants back to near ground level in late winter. On the willows, dogwoods will require slightly less pruning and can remove approximately one-third of the old stems near ground level in late winter. If you're looking for attractive texture on the bark, a widely planted tree that possesses attractive bark is the river birch. The exfoliating bark varies from salmon white to reddish brown and is an excellent way to add interest and texture in the winter landscape. Paper bark maple is a small ornamental tree, grows about 20 to 30 foot tall, and the trunk and stem will be a beautiful cinnamon to reddish brown, again with that exfoliating bark, and they are winter hardy through much of Iowa in zones 5 to 8. You may also want to look into the lace bark pine, pecan lilac, and amur choke cherry. If you are looking for shrubs or trees that bloom in winter, witch hazels are a notable exception to the blooming in spring rule of that we usually see around here. Witch hazels will provide flowers in late fall and winter. Common witch hazel blooms from mid-October to early December. Vernal witch hazel and intermediate witch hazel flower from early February to late March, with small flowers that are fragrant and have 4 petals in yellow, orange, red, or burgundy. If you want specific cultivar names, you can find that article on the ISU Extension home news page, Yard and Garden Trees and Shrubs with Winter Color. Would also like to share an opportunity with you to get involved in Women in Ag programming at the state level. The Iowa Women in Ag Leadership Conference is coming to Ames November 29th and 30th. With a theme, Together We Lead. The 6th Annual Women in Ag Leadership Conference is organized by Iowa State University Extension and Outreach and features nearly 30 speakers over 2 days to enlighten, inspire, and energize conference attendees. Registration is now open, and the cost to attend is $90 for adults and $45 for students. There are a limited number of attendance scholarships available as well. Conference opens on Tuesday from 1 to 8 p.m. November 29th, beginning with many campus tours and an opening session. Wednesday's events begin at 8:30 a.m. and continue full day through 4 p.m., including a variety of morning speakers, welcome address, breakout sessions, and more. You can find the full list of all conference activities and the registration link on the Women in Ag Leadership Conference website. Be sure and check that out or give our office a call if you would like a link to that upcoming event. Also a note, as we move into winter programming, we are working on putting together an Annie's Project class for women in agriculture finances. If that's something you're interested in, we will be starting that class in February of 2023. Give our office a call. We'd be happy to put you on the list for once registration opens and share more information as we have details about dates and times. And finally, if you are looking for some late fall planting, we do still have a few tulip and daffodil bulbs here from our Master Gardener plant sale. The weather is going to warm up just a bit on Thanksgiving week. If you'd like to still get a few tulips or daffodils in the ground, be sure and stop by the Cass County Extension office this week and pick up your bag of tulip or daffodil bulbs. They are 5 bulbs in a bag for $5, so $1 per bulb for those bulbs that will be up early next spring to help you enjoy your landscape in the early spring. If you have more questions about upcoming events, activities, or resources from Iowa State University Extension or specifically happening here in Cass County, we encourage you to give us a call, 712-243-1132. Stop by the Cass County Extension office on the fairgrounds in Atlantic. Visit us online anytime at our website or our social media channels, and check out the Iowa State University Extension website for upcoming events statewide. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.